I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kyle Long of the Bears joins us now on the Bernstein and McKnight show. You should be following him on Twitter, especially in late at night. It's always more fun following him late at night because you never know what you're going to get. He's on Twitter at KY1E Long. He of the Bears offensive line, and this the music is near and dear to his heart as well because he's been playing Fortnite on Twitch, and everybody can sort of watch him play. Kyle, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
Yeah, how are you guys doing? Good morning.
Morning. Let us know what you're doing today, first and foremost. You're with the Dunkin' Donuts folks, the Dunkin' Go-Getter Get-Together at the Thompson Center. What's happening there from 11 to 1?
Yeah, going down to the Thompson Center, going to hang out with some Dunkin' employees and anybody who wants to come on down. We're doing a meet and greet, going to take some pictures, sign some autographs, answer any questions anybody's got for me. Probably no answers in regards to draft selections, but... you know, if you want to know my favorite order, come on down and find out.
I do, actually. What would be the number one draft pick donut for you on a big morning? We're looking for quantity here, too, not just a selected, you know, not just a craft donut.
I'm going to get the dozen box, so I'm going to do classic glaze. I'm a classic glaze guy.
Sure.
If you want to throw one or two old fashions in there for some, you know, texture, it's kind of like going with the rigatoni as opposed to a smoother noodle because you want to get the sauce up in there a little bit.
Wow. Are you a dunker?
Sprinkles on it. Aftermarket sprinkles, man. Come on.
Are you a dunker?
You know, I don't like to take the top off my coffee because I don't trust myself. I'm like a toddler.
It's a solid
thing. So dunking is not an option, but Dunkin' Donuts is always the option.
Nah, listen, you're such a pro.
There you go.
And usually when I ask an athlete in this situation, how are you, it's just sort of a perfunctory question. But in this case, it's not, because judging from your various posts in the offseason, you've had every single body part removed and replaced with a synthetic equivalent at this point. So, yeah, I mean it. How are you right now?
I'm doing well. You know, it's been a long process trying to get Roger Goodell to confirm and allow a robot to play in the NFL, but I'm thinking that everything's going to go well. I feel great. You know, the new strength staff presents new challenges for me every day, mentally, physically, and, you know, from a confidence standpoint, when you're coming back from these kind of things, you need somebody to push you. You need somebody to help you get through those thresholds, and that's really what's driving me is trying to be better this year than I was the year before and the year before that. And, you know, progress is key. Perfection is tough to attain, but if you can be better than you were the day before, then that's always good.
Off seasons are key, especially coming off surgeries like this. I know how much players like to enter a camp as healthy as possible. Is it too early for you to now, you know, kind of assess how healthy you can get yourself, how solid you can get yourself once you get to camp?
I mean, this is the healthiest I've been in quite a few years. I think the limitations will be very minimal once training camp rolls around. They're being very careful as, you know, one of the things that I had, I'd say, cleaned up, worked on is the neck. And as you know, that's an important part of your body, so they want to be as cautious as they can. I'm like the dog. If you open the door to the backyard, I'm going to sprint out regardless. They kind of had to shut the door and limit my hours a little bit. But, you know, things are going well. I love the new strength staff, the new training staff. Andre's done a great job in the training room. And Jason Mascalzo is somebody that, as I said, counts every day to push yourself and better yourself on a daily basis.
Do you know what position you're going to play? And have you seen anything resembling a Bears playbook yet?
Yeah, well, you know, during this time of the year, you do get an opportunity to get introduced to some of the new things. And luckily, football doesn't change that much from regime to regime. It's still football. The terminology changes and maybe thought processes. But, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm playing offensive line, I'll be happy. And wherever they need me, I'll do my best to fill that role.
But have you been asked a preference? I mean, what has the dialogue been like?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, there's really nothing in regard to conversation of that sort. It's just, it's a lot of the questions you're asking. How are you feeling? What can we do moving forward? What do you need from us in terms of getting your body right? You know, they just want to make sure that I'm one of 53 come Packer week.
Are you happy with the conversation, with that conversation and how it's gone and how some of the back and forth has gone between, like you said, new training staff, new coaches? And are you happy that they're hearing what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I think Coach Nagy is a guy who understands what players go through. He's played. He's been a part of it. And he's been part of successful organizations in the NFL. And he knows what it takes to win, and he knows what it takes to get certain guys to pick. He's not a one-size-fits-all guy. I mean, he's smart enough to understand that each guy's have certain buttons you got to press, and he's done a good job pressing mine, and I really respect him, and I love the changes that have been made, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do as a football team.
I imagine you matter a great deal as your presence in the locker room. The fact that I can't even believe it, but you're kind of an old head now. The fact that you've got some equity and some tenure here, and for a new coaching staff to have you bought in, to have you be setting the right example for what is could very well be an extremely young team, I imagine they're gonna lean on you perhaps in a way that they hadn't in the past.
Dean, you know, I'm just gonna try to go in and do my best to help the Bears win, whatever that takes. Try to get myself be the best player I can be and be able to help guys like Cody and Bobby Massey, Charles Leno, Eric Cush. You know, the list goes on and on, and it doesn't just stop there at the O-line. I mean, we got, as you said, youth all over the locker room. So if I can just try to lead by example, I don't have to be a rah-rah guy, you know, any speeches or anything like that. I just want to play football, and that's what I'm here to do.
I talked with a former Bears offensive lineman who would always laugh when he was big on talking about how the O-line guys have to be smarter than everybody else. Because he said, look, a running back, you just give him the ball, you say, run over there and run until you fall down. The wide receiver just has to know you run on this line, you stop here, you get the ball, or you don't. He said, we have to know every play. And we have to know where everybody's going, and we're just responsible for so much more. Does that make learning a new offense, does that increase the burden and starting from scratch and completely new terminology means you have more homework than others?
You know, one of the things that I had to comprehend as a young player was being able to understand the concepts. You know, as a rookie, I remember I would memorize plays. I'd say, you know, for example, I'd give a fake play like X75 as a running play or whatever. Well, I know what I'm doing on this play. And Garza would say, hey, dude, don't memorize the plays. Learn the concepts. Because if you understand the concepts, then you know what everybody else is doing. And you can better your performance. And not only that, you can better help the guy next. Because, you know, we're a chain link fence up front, made up of individual pieces. We need to see through one set of eyes, and in order to do that, you have to understand down to the most minute detail what the concept is and what we're trying to accomplish.
So how do you do that? What is in the actual learning of the concept that's different from memorizing the play?
Don't know what you're doing. You got to know why you're doing it.
So that gets back
reading defenses as opposed to just going to your left on this running play type thing?
Yes.
Gotcha.
My rookie year, I was going left and right a lot. And thank God for guys like Matt Swallows and Roberto Garza, and now, you know, guys like Cody Whitehair with Harry in there, our new offensive line coach. He's got a wealth of experience and knowledge and teaching. He's a teacher, and that's a great thing to have, especially with a young group, as we mentioned before.
Kyle, I'm a gamer myself, and I've been a little bit phased out over the last few years, what with work and all that kind of thing. I'm trying to understand the people watching people play games, the Twitch thing. Can you give me the 30-second pitch on why Twitch is kind of the wave of the future? I want to understand. I don't want to fight it, but I'm not grabbed on yet.
So Twitch is a live streaming social platform in which people can connect with other people. You can play with or without a camera on your stream. Most people have microphones.
Okay.
But for the most part, there's a lot of people who don't have access to these games. A lot of these games are expensive. Sometimes people don't have time. If they get a 5-minute break at work, they want to see what their favorite streamer's doing. You know, a lot of kids aren't sitting in front of TVs anymore. now they have mini TVs in their hand, and they can control what they want to watch. And fortunately for me, I've been able to connect with some really good people in the realm of Twitch, and it gives an opportunity to kind of humanize football players and, you know, other people that don't have access to other folks all the time. You know, there's Bears fans that want to know what I do when I get home, and I give them an opportunity, and I'll look into it.
So when you jump off the battle bus, are you a Haunted Hills guy? Are you Anarchy Acres? I'm just wondering, because one of my favorite things in life is to heckle my 13-year-old son as he plays Fortnite, because it makes him crazy, and he hasn't realized that I just get off on how angry he gets as I troll him while people are attacking him with pickaxes. And he sometimes he's very careful. He and his friends all coordinate exactly where they're going to land.
You gotta talk.
To maximize their lifespan, where others are just get in there and start killing things immediately. So what's your strategy?
You know, I started playing the game because of the aspect of building that is into it. And, you know, as a kid, like, I remember being 10 years old with a computer. I had 3D Home Architect. And, granted, I didn't understand anything about anything, but I knew how to build walls. I knew how to build a roof and staircases. And I remember when Minecraft came out, that was a big thing. And, there are people running, diving in with parachutes trying to kill you in that game. But Fortnite is essentially Minecraft with a player versus player aspect. And, you know, the graphics are cartoonish. The sounds are cool. You can do dances. It's understandable why a lot of kids are attracted to it. For me, I love the building, the base building, that kind of thing. A lot of my friends, you know, Tariq Cohen, very good at the game. He has no regard for the building aspect. He's just going after people. So I play with a guy like Tariq, and it's a good yin and yang, because I can build and kind of do my own dance over there in the corner. I like to drop it to Boise Meyer because it's a forest, and I like to gather a bunch of wood
while
everybody else dukes it out. And I kind of just build, and then when the zone comes, I leave, and I try to build something else.
And you head to the fatal fields as the circle starts to shrink. And when I have spectated games to the end, I've noticed what separates the winners, usually the top three in any given game, are the ability on the fly to build shooting platforms and maintain higher sightline ground. And it's astonishing to me to see how quickly people can build these shooting platforms.
The best guy in the world at it is a guy by the name of Ninja, and he lives in the north suburbs, in north Chicago suburbs, and he is above and beyond the best. And if you ever want to, his name is Ninja's Hyper, and he is a hyper guy. He gets up and dances a lot when he plays, but as you said, he can get to that high ground quicker than anybody. It's almost like he's got cheat codes or something. But he's the one that everybody likes to watch. Drake played it with him a couple weeks ago, and there was, you know, a million people watching or some ridiculous astronomical number for a weekday at 2 a.m. Ninja is a guy who builds really well. It's a fun game. It gives kids an opportunity to communicate with themselves, build a little bit, and understand the value of time, I guess, with the zone coming in.
And I guarantee you that Ninja is an 11-year-old named Nate Berkowitz. That's my favorite part of it. This greatest in the world. It's just some kid, probably. Anyway, it's all fun stuff. We could talk about that and football for a while, but you got other things to do. 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock today at the Thompson Center, the Duncan Go-Getter Get-Together with our guest, Kyle Long. Kyle, thanks, and enjoy the Twitter follow, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you guys very much. Have a good weekend.
That is Kyle Long of the Chicago Bears.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.